Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cabaret, where we have the best of our front range musical talent. Tonight's special guest, you're going to love them, Casey James Presswood and the Burning Angels.
Oh, the sun, it's a hair like a seashell, and the salt in the air makes me drink. No one knows where she goes when she's lonely. Alone at night, I sit there and think. I came here for wrong reasons. I was out at ease and let my guard down. No one told me how much it would hurt me. She only moved 2 hours out of town. Was over. Back at school, she rang me at work. She sit there with another. She's hiding just how much our love was really worth. Maybe I came here for wrong reasons. I was out at ease and let my guard down. No one told me how much it would hurt me. She only moved 2 hours out of town.
I broke hers too. A waitress in a waffle shop, Panama City Beach, swept me up and made a wreck of me. Don't let the good ones get away. You're gonna live to regret it someday. I can almost hear the way you say, don't let the good ones get you. Don't let the good ones go. The good ones get away. Mm-hmm.
whisper, Spanish moss in a prom gown. She lived in a trailer park in the next town, and I don't recall her last name. She just packed her bags and she drove home in the rain. Gonna let the good ones get away. You're gonna live to regret it someday. I can almost hear the way you say, gonna let the good ones get you. Gonna let the good ones go. And let the good ones get away. Gonna let the good ones get you. Gonna let the good ones go. And let the good ones get away. He'll let you live a little, love a little, then you'll wake up and he'll be gone. I guess your old love's back in town and knocking on your door. One more time at these old parties, it would pain. I know you let him in just like you've done before. And I know that he'll sweet talk you back again. He'll let you live a little, love a little, just like before he'll lead you on. He'll make you cry a little, die a little, then you wake up and he'll be gone. I know he's gonna take my place in that small cafe where you and I went time and time again. Now he don't really love you, he just wants to play. And I know that he'll sweet talk you back again. He'll let you live a little, love a little, just like before he'll lead you on. He'll make you cry a little, die a little, then you'll wake up and he'll be gone. Payday, I stumble to the bar. In my heyday, oh, that money would get me so far. Like a cloud of smoke, my memory fails of when she was mine. I'm gonna break my hand punching the wall, one bone at a time. The temper of I'm not a monster, but jealousy can make a man angry. Like a cloud of smoke, my memory fails of when she was mine. I'm gonna break my hand punching the wall, one bone at a time.
Gentlemen, welcome to Cabaret. Hope you're enjoying this. We are up here at KGNU, 4700 Walnut Street here. I'm Big Daddy, and I'm proud and honored to host our guest tonight, Casey James Presswood and the Burning Angels. Awesome. Welcome, guys, back.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, man, there's so much going on with the band these days, huh, Casey?
Yes, indeed. There certainly is. Just getting over a big, I think everybody in the band almost got sick too, you know, one of those. So you eat together, get sick together, and play music together.
Yeah, I guess the big news is that you had some shows in Tennessee and Nashville.
Yes, indeed. We just got to go play in Knoxville as well. We played on the Blue Plate special there, WDVX, and we played a place called the Preservation Pub in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was real nice. And then in Nashville, our main gig there was at the American Legion Post 82 with a band called the Cowpokes, and we've played there with Jim Lauderdale in the past and a couple other people. It's a real nice venue where people dance and, you know, young people line up to hear country music. So that's like kind of where we want to be, you know, places like that. So, and then we also got to play a little fill-in set at Roberts, which was pretty killer because we've been hanging out there just as fans for over 10 years going, oh, man. This is the coolest spot, you know. So,
yeah, Jeff was telling me last week that you've been going out to Nashville, and you've been getting to know people, courtesy of the Cowpokes, and you'll do a gig with them. And
yeah, a fellow named Brendan Malone out there has really kind of put us in touch with a lot of good people. And you know, in 2017, I was out there almost once a month, either fronting the Cowpokes or bringing my Angels out there with me. And you know, between that place in Austin, Texas, that's like, you know, if you want to hear real country music, it's, those are the two spots that we seem to really like to go to and do well at, you know. And I guess there's honky-tonks in New York City now, too, you know.
Wow, so you're taking quite a few more out-of-town trips as the years go by, then.
You know, yes and no. It seems like those focused areas, yes, you know, and then we like to go back to the West Coast. We'll be going out there. In April to play Pappy and Harriet's and a thing called the Grand Old Echo that our buddy Ben Riddell puts on out there. He's been doing for years in L.A., which that's going to be really something special for us. And then, our first run-up, we've been going to California for a while as this band. We did our first run-up to the Northeast back in November. We went to Connecticut and New York City, and it was it was a lot of fun. I lived in Connecticut for a long time, and worked out in New York City a little bit, you know, back in the day playing music. But it was really cool to bring a country band there to a real deal honky tonk man called the Skinny Dennis. You know, I was really impressed by the fact that there's people in New York City like a apparently a couple hundred of them at a time that want to hear Honky Tonk out there too. So
wow, the Skinny Dennis in Manhattan?
Yeah, well, it's actually in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
Williamsburg, yeah, Williamsburg.
Oh, that, yeah, they have a country music festival there too. That is awesome.
It was something else, man, yeah.
And then you were also on the ballot for the Maripolitan Awards this year?
Yeah, this year I got nominated, and it's been my third nomination. My other two nominations have been for my band, you know, which is always an honor. So this is my first nomination as a singer, but, you know, we'll take whatever we can get, man. So I'll be going out to those awards next month and hopefully getting to see some cool folks.
Great. I mean, you're just making connections all over the place. That's pretty cool.
Well, we're trying. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. And then I guess the other big news is last year you released this great record, Born Too Late.
Oh, thank you, man.
And yeah. It looks like, you know, you're digging past Gram Parsons into what kind of the stuff that Gram Parsons dug into, true?
You know, yeah, that's it's cool you mentioned that because, you know, shoot, I've been playing this thing with you, Dan, for I don't know how many years. But I know that, yeah, well, I know what you're getting at. When I first started, I was real heavy in Gram into the set, and, you know, that's somebody I still pay tribute to all the time. But, yeah, you know, that record, Born Too Late, everything that's on it is an original, except for there's a bonus track on the CD that's not on the vinyl. It's a Dick Curless tune. But everything on there is original, and, you know, it's like I would never try to write songs to sound like somebody else. They just kind of come out from, the influences that we listen to as a band. And,
sure.
But, yeah, we're really proud of that record, and it's not even a year old yet, and we're still going to play a bunch of tunes off of that tonight even.
It's pretty strong, and we've been playing it here on the show, Honky Tonk Heroes, and it just, to me, it just seems like this solid, maybe early 60s, mid-60s vibe to me. That's what I get out of
that's
it.
That's great,
every
man.
Time,
yeah.
Every time I hear these songs and stuff like that, it's awesome. Also, can you talk about the first set? Because I know a few months ago you sent me a single, a digital single, and was that the first song I heard tonight?
No, but we'll do that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you that one. But so the first set... You know, the first song, 2 Hours, is a tune that I wrote that we recorded as a band that, you know, it'll come out eventually either on an album or single or something. And then the song after that is a tune called Good Ones that is on our album Honky Tonk Bastard World. And I kind of wrote it about a thing happened to me in the panhandle of Florida like a long time ago. And then after that, we did a Skeets McDonald tune called He'll Let You Live a Little that Johnny Paycheck sang the harmony on the original recording, and Jimmy Day played the steel break, and Tommy Jackson, I believe, played the fiddle. This is a great honky-tonk song, man, and, like, that era of Skeets McDonald is just, like, super, I almost said, is B-I-T-C-H-I-N-G a word you can say on the radio, or? Oh, it's totally bitching. And then and then after that, we did this song called Bones, which is another one that I wrote. And it's, you know, a newer one. It's not on any of the records, like 2 Hours. We're going to do a couple of those newer ones tonight like that. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. We're so glad to have you. And I've been waiting for a long time to do this show, and now the night's finally here. So where are we going to go next?
All right. You know, well, since we were talking about Born Too Late, we're going to do the first song off of that record. It's called King of All Losers.
Go to the same bars losers go. I listen to the old jokes, find out what losers know. Then I try to not make choices at their due. On the same note, I'm a loser too. So many chances, you think I've got an eye in love. Like yesterday's romances, drying up in the summer sun. But the king of all losers is still a king. Dress him up, give him a guitar, let him sing. Thank you.
I look through the bottle, time gets magnified. I make it home by 7. I should have been home by 5. Then I open up to people who don't love me so. On the same note, with the losers where I'll go. Blown so many chances. You think I've got an iron love. Like yesterday's romances. Dried up in the summer sun. But the king of all losers is still a king. Dress him up, give him the guitar, let him sing. Dress him up, give him the guitar, let him
I try to punch a time clock by 4 so they don't haul my house away. I'm slashing and dashing with a modified switchbox knife. I leave my troubles at the bar, go home to my wife. It's a hard working life if you wanna sit and play. Unless you did things right, which really ain't my way. Maybe I was born too late. Oh, the new stuff's really great. I'll take a honky-tonk and boot heel dragon beer till Saturday night. My boss looks at me like I'm dead. He tried to talk sense into me. I didn't hear a word he said. Because I deal with my trouble boy in my own kind of way. Seems I got a hangover every day. It's a hard working life if you wanna sit and play. Unless you do things right, which really ain't my way. Maybe I was born too late. Oh, the new stuff's really great. I take a honky-tonk and boot heel dragon beer till Saturday night. Maybe I was born too late. Oh, the new stuff's really great. Take a honky tonkin' boot heel dragon beer till Saturday night. A honky tonkin' boot heel dragon beer till Saturday night. Get me up
when I was down. I used to see you on Saturdays when your mother and father weren't around. In the wrong direction you headed out to the world. You thought we were ourselves. You smiled at me, but through your tears you left and said, oh, you could hear the bells. But the bells never rang. I never sang a song about us. How your father was left alone. Mama ran off with a man who drove the school bus. I tried to get away, gave up on everything that I knew. Moving did little to the hole in my heart that each year grew. I might not know you now, I still know a thing or two. Bells rang every day, but those bells never rang for you. But the bells never rang. I never sang a song about us. How your father was left alone, 'cause mama ran off with a man who drove the school bus. Mama, I'm gonna play music down in Texas. Oh, they sure seem to like the way I sing. 'Cause the bluegrass gone green in Colorado. Maybe it's still blue in Tennessee. Sometimes broken records play good songs. You gotta skip the needle cry all night long. You don't even know what's really wrong. Sometimes broken records play good songs.
Dave Barker plays a good song on that steel guitar. Andy Hamilton now. Thank you.
southbound from Guthrie, Oklahoma. I could kiss the ground at that Texas welcome sign. Yeah, the women there, they treat me awfully friendly. The music there just really blows my mind. Sometimes broken records play good songs. You got to skip the needle cry all night long. You don't even know what's really wrong, except baby's gone. Sometimes broken records play good songs. Sometimes broken records, yeah, all of my favorite records. Sometimes broken records play good songs.
Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us late, you're listening to the fabulous sounds of Casey James Presswoods and the Burning Angels. And Casey, I got to tell you, man, listening to these songs, I feel like if I was somewhere out right now, I'd be ordering a tall boy PBR and a shot.
That a boy.
Yeah.
I would be too with you. I'd be talking you out of something strong, though, and being like, do they have Midori? I'm just kidding.
Hey, tell us about the... I recognize all those songs except for that third song. Is that?
Sure. Yeah, let's see. We did. Oh, yeah. So, okay. King of All Losers is on Born Too Late, and so is Beer Tier Saturday Night. And then we played this song we've been working on. It's a newer one. It's called Bills. It's a piece, man.
Beautiful.
It's really, thank you. Yeah, we're real excited about it. And after that, we did Greengrass Rockies, and that's also off of Born Too Late.
So, apparently, when you're just writing these songs, you're not waiting to record them, you're kind of recording them as you go,
as soon as I can. Yeah, and that's honestly like kind of how we did Born Too Late. You know, we kind of set out to make a single, and then it, like a year and a half later, 2 years later, we just had so many things for a single, we're like, let's just make it a record, you know. And it was recorded in like five different studios, and between Texas and Colorado and Oklahoma and Nashville. So, but, you know, if I think to the average listener or the above average listener, because most of our listeners are, they would listen to it and think, like, you know, it was all recorded in one spot or something.
No, it's pretty seamless.
Thank you.
It's pretty seamless.
That's what we were going for, so thank you.
So let's see if memory serves me right. In Texas, it was Tommy Dedimore.
Yes.
Studio?
Yeah. I believe it's called Cherry Ridge Studios. It's basically, like, right outside of San Antone. And then we actually recorded in Austin, too, at the, I think it's called Bismo Studios. It's owned by
Ray
Sleep.
Benson.
Yeah, Benson owns it from Sleep with the Wheel. That was real cool. We got to record there with Tommy on steel. That was something else.
Wow.
And, yeah, really cool. And
Oklahoma was Brian Berline?
Yeah, Oklahoma was Byron Berlin. Oh, yeah, Bill Kirchen played with us in Austin, man. That was a trip, dude.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, you know, we played with a lot of people, so sometimes I'm like, man. But, yeah, there's no way you can forget Bill Kirchen. I mean, he just came in and slayed it, and he had this, like, Texas Telly that was like a six-string baritone guitar, and the next tune that we're going to do, he played on it, and it was just like, I remember Dedimore being like, I remember him showing him the part and him being like, no, it needs to be a baritone part, man.
Wow.
So, but yeah. And then, you know, in Colorado at John Macy's studio, in Nashville is a place called Cinderella Sound, which is Wayne Moss's studio, which was kind of a neat place to record some stuff too. We got to record there more than once. So.
And Lloyd Green plays on Born Too Late.
Yeah, man, he played on a lot of it. It's, you know, I guess it's three steel players. It's him, John Macy, and Tommy Dedimore actually played on a decent amount of it, too. So, and, like, you know, working with Lloyd, working with Tommy are two of my, like, steel guitar heroes, and it was just unreal to be able to cut tracks with them in the studio, you know.
So what's Lloyd Green like to work with?
Man, he's warmed up to us a lot over the years. I mean, I've been recording with him for a while now, and, you know, it started off as, like, a – almost a mail-in relationship, you know. I think I got to see him, like, Skype with him or something the first time. And then when we did Honky Tonk Bastard World, we invited him out. And he was definitely, he let loose a little bit more and just told us all these cool stories. And we, you know, we made him breakfast and lunch. And then the last, like, you know, and then he came out to Wayne Moss's as well. And we got to cut out there with Pig Robbins and those cats and stuff like that. But the funnest time is, like, when this band right here, we took him to a Cracker Barrel. And he hadn't been out to, you know, he's kind of getting out a little bit more now. Bless his heart, he lost his wife, Dot, a while back now. It's been over a year. And so for a while, he just wasn't doing anything, going out, you know. And now he's getting out, and we took him out to breakfast. And that night, he actually came to our show, and I saw him drink a beer. You know, like, there's Lloyd Green drinking a beer, going like, yeah, in the audience. And it was like, man, it was like surreal for me just because I'm such a big fan. You know, I don't get too fanboy around a ton of singers, but I get super fanboy around Steel players, man.
Right on, right on. So Casey, do you ever have dreams or daydreams where, like, maybe you're in the 60s and you're working with some of these people that you admire?
I wish that I could get to that dreaming level, but I pretty much close my eyes and just wake up, and you know, the sleep part is over. But all that being said, you know, the idea of, like, born too late is sort of like, you know, had we maybe been a band in a different time, would it be different for us? And, or, you know, is one guy in the band going to create a time machine that we can just go back in time?
Working on it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, don't have the plans, Pat.
That's what Jeff's working on, right?
Yeah.
I think that's my day job.
Dave has the machine shop, you know, so it's kind of like there's all kinds of different things. A lot of people at hand there. But no, man, we're not, at the same time, as much as we like old-timey country music, to me, that's where country music should still be. And the fact that it's abandoned that instrumentation, and, you know, I never, like, sit down and go, like, man, let's write an old-timey country song. It's just kind of, like, what I like to listen to, so that's what comes out, you know?
True.
But, like, we also don't try to, like, cap it and go, like, well, we're, like, a 1964 to 1967 band, you know? It's, like, nobody would have probably played those chord changes in that last song, Bells, you know, in a country song, maybe. So we're doing our own thing with it. But, yeah, of course, we're inspired by 60s country, man. That's the stuff.
Yeah, that's the stuff, all right. Yeah. Marvel at the personnel you keep in the bands, it's always stellar. And you introduce Andy Hamilton on guitar for a ride, and you also introduce Dave Barker. But two guys that have been with you the longest, from what I can remember, is Jeffrey Martin on the bass, and Kevin Finn on the drums. So these guys, how long have you guys been with Casey?
9 years.
Almost
7.
Yeah, you're the guy. You were the cornerstones of the.
They've barely put up with me a long time.
So, yeah, that's, saying that actually is weird, and it's like, oh man.
Yeah. Well, before we go on, can we talk about Manuel Cuevas? I mean, that's a big part of who you are as well. True.
Yeah, Manuel Cuevas. You know, we met him the first time I ever met him. Me and Dave were rolling through Nashville, Tennessee. And I'd recently seen the Graham Parsons documentary, Fallen Angel, that came out that Gandalf Hitting did. And I didn't know, I mean, not to be naive, but, like, I just didn't know Manuel Cuevas was still around, you know, like, alive or still making clothes. And I had already had, like, a couple old nudie suits, you know, that I just kind of collected. So, like, when me and Dave were playing with this cat, Rocky Votolato, and I was like, man, there's an opportunity for us to, like, go try to meet him. That's what we did. And we went in, we met him, and, you know, he was, like, awesome. Sort of hungover and, like, you know, making jokes, like, you know, like, I remember being like, hey, man, just leave, like, a couple, you know, inches maybe in the waist or something. And he's like, why, are you bloated? You know, and I'm just like, oh, man. And, you know, and I'm like, I think I really like this guy. But I never thought in my, you know, situation that I'd ever be, like, hanging out with him. So then went from that to, like, okay, the band is now ordering suits. And then we'd show up and then, like, maybe we'd see him at, like, a bar and have a drink. And then that escalated to, like, he came to a show of ours full blown. And then for a while there, he was coming out to all of our Nashville shows, and, you know, probably still will in the future. He let us record Honky Tonk Bastard World in his house, which was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, he asked us to play his 80th birthday party.
We did that. Yeah.
And his wedding his wedding reception.
Yeah, it was so cool.
So we did those two things. And, you know, now it's like, I mean, gosh, you know, he's made quite a few pieces for everybody in the band. And then, yeah, it's pretty amazing that we get to, you know, meet folks like that and artists like that. That's just so, like, Yeah, it just doesn't even seem real. Like his it's amazing, you know, getting to kick it with him and just like have breakfast with him. It's like, whoa, man.
Are there a lot of other performers ordering suits from him these days?
You know, I know Marty Stewart has for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. And all of his guys do for sure. And then, you know, there's another guy out there named Jaime that runs a tailor out of Hollywood, and he worked for Nudie as well. And, you know, like Dave's got a Jaime suit. So it's a thing that luckily didn't die. And to me, it's like when I think of a country band, they're in a rhinestone suit. So that's what we do, you know, and that's what we like for sure. But it doesn't even feel like playing dress up for us, because to us, it's like part of a performance. It's like, you know, you should, you know, like tuck your shirt in, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely just adds to the vibe to make it cool. We're listening to Casey James Presswood and the Burning Angels tonight on Cabaret, and we have about 17, 18 minutes left. We hope you're enjoying the program because it's a great one. Great band and great songs and lots of new songs too.
Yeah, man. You ready for another one, Dan? This is one. This one about being incarcerated here.
In this prison, doing things I shouldn't do. You just came to visit. Someone came to notify you. Bring me a picture of the babies, a letter with your perfume. And why do you sleep alone tonight? I've been stuck here in this room. They popped me in Colorado. Something I forgot I saw. Picked me up down in Florida. I was running from the law. They know I was wanted in Georgia. They got the overseeing eye of the man. I got my jumpsuit on, yeah, I'm rolling along. They threw me in the can. Like a jailbird, flapping his wings and fly. Like a tomcat, scratching in the alley, they got me wound up so tight. When I get out, they be flying cars, they be building houses on the moon. And I'll be old and gray, yeah, they put me away for running like a loon. When I was 21, locked me up in Arizona. I was having me too much fun. If I ever make it home to see my babies, I swear I'll never leave again. I sober up and settle down. I stop living a life of sin. Like a jailbird, flapping his wings and fly. I'm like a tomcat, scratching in the alley. They got me wound up so tight. When I get out, they'll be flying cars, they'll be building houses on the moon. And I'll be old and gray, they put me away for running like a loon. And I'll be old and gray, they put me away for running like a loon. Tattoo
I don't know where. She said she wants to show me. Oh, take me there. A bottle of booze, one every match shade. I probably won't make it in tonight. I've got a brand new love affair. She got a heart with my name, a banner to hold her tight. I'm so lucky, I don't care if they spelled it right. Oh, what a day when she looked at me with those eyes. You got me right where you want me till I die. With my name, a banner to hold her tight. Yeah, I'm so lucky, I don't care if they spelled it right. Oh, what a day when she looked at me with those eyes. You got me right where you want me till I die. You got me right where you want me till I die.
Got about 10 minutes left in the show, maybe, and I wanted to make sure the listeners can find you this weekend. On Friday, you will be at the Star Bar in downtown Denver on Larimer Street.
Yeah, man, I'm getting wild.
Star Bar.
Star Bar, yeah. That's
Star Bar.
That place gets crowded and crazy. That's awesome. And then you're going to Basalt on Saturday?
Yeah, playing a place called The Temporary that does a country dance night.
Okay. And then on the 26th of January, you will be at the Little Bear in Evergreen.
That's correct. Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, one last question.
Yes, sir.
When you guys are traveling, you ever want to hit the links because Jeff can take you out and show you some good golf swings because he's a pro?
I'd probably lose my card if I brought these guys on the golf course. I have a feeling. I don't know. Barefoot. I see bare feet and shorts and you know, other recreational things.
If there was like putt-putt golf, I would do that.
Top golf. There's a thing called Top Golf we could start on.
Or Tiger Woods. It's not called Tiger Woods anymore. I don't know what it's called.
The Top
PGA
Golf.
Pro video game golf.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to plug Jeff's golf lesson if you need some help.
Yeah.
Call Jeff.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want to thank George and Alex tonight for the great sound. And week
Thanks,
in,
dudes.
Week out. They do a great job. Everybody, you're listening to Casey James Presswood and the Burning Angels.
I met you, my country girl. You didn't have a thing. I took you out, I dressed you up, even bought the ring. I was teaching you to love, you were doing fine. Then one day you learned too much, and it poisoned your sweet mind. Now you've gone and left me, you with somebody new. But I wonder if you told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two were dancing and you whisper soft and sweet, I wonder if you'll tell him I bought the shoes on your feet. I lost you, my country girl, to a city love affair. He took you out, you fell for him, you didn't treat me fair. You think he's a dream come true, and that he loves you so. Wait until the word gets out, I taught you all that you know. Now you've gone and left me, you with somebody new. But I wonder if you told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two are dancing and you whisper soft and sweet, I wonder if you'll tell him I bought the shoes on your feet. Lost the self-control, I just got paid. I think I'm on a roll. Got some promises made. I'd be home by 5. Oh, I'm just having one. I got $100 bar tab. Oh, scared to go home. But my woman's gonna kill me. She's got every right. I shouldn't have been driving, getting so tired. When I get to drinking, I'm feeling loose. My head starts a hurting, my body takes the abuse. Memory fades, all the clothes and her down. My friends should skip that out. Oh, I'm really, really down. So put it all on me. Oh, I feel like I'm young. I got $100 bar tab. Oh, I'm scared to go home. 'Cause my woman's gonna kill me. She's got every right.
shouldn't have been driving. Getting so tired. When I get to drinking, oh, I'm feeling loose. My head starts a-hurting. My body takes the abuse. I got $100 bar tab. I'm scared to go home.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for sticking with us. We have probably one more song, Casey James Presswood and the Burning Angels. But one thing that you probably don't know about Casey is that he's a pretty good steel guitar player himself, even though he has Dave here playing. And Casey, are you going to play at the steel guitar show this summer?
I don't know. I would like to, but if I get invited, I've been invited in a long time because I haven't been playing with a lot of people, but I still play with some friends sometime.
Played a beautiful solo on Christina Murray's record.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We were talking about that record on the way up here.
There you go. Casey James, Presswood.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right.
Any other day, I'd probably say forget it. Any other hour, oh, I'd say get lost. Now the car wash down in California is making a living they ain't living right. 'Cause the weather down there turned gray to blonde. You ain't gonna catch me hanging on. Temptation is a vice we all have, and regret is the thing makes temptation hard. 'Cause the weather down there in Alabama, she has seen rain for about 6 nights. Now you can't go nowhere without a wet hair in the journey. You ain't gonna catch me hanging on. Gonna catch me hanging on. Whiskey, peroxide, and smoke hold no comfort. You ain't gonna catch me hanging on. Whiskey, peroxide, and smoke hold no comfort. You ain't gonna catch me hanging on.
Don't forget to check out the Ducks Song documentary.
Thank you, KG and you.